Lent, Week 2, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him.
O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the morn till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day. Grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that, by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Psalm 38. I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. Psalm 38 continued. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again, before I depart to be no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. Psalm 51. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long? Your tongue, like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I trust in the goodness of God, for ever and ever.
Repent and do penance, make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 17. All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people found fault with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you find fault with me? Why do you put the Lord to the proof?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the rod with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and the water shall come out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the fault-finding of the children of Israel, and because they put the Lord to the proof by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Then came Amalek and fought with Israel at Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose for us men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed, and whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat upon it. And Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said to Moses, "Write this as a memorial in a book, and recite it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called the name of it, "The Lord is my banner," saying, "A hand upon the banner of the Lord. The Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." Responsory from Isaiah 12. With joy you will draw water from the wells of the Saviour, and you will say in that day, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. The water that I shall give you will become in you a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And you will say in that day, "Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name." A reading from the treatise of St. Irenaeus against the heresies. From the beginning, God formed man in view of his gifts. He chose the patriarchs in order to save them. He began to prepare a people, teaching it, obstinate as it was, to follow him. He provided prophets to make men accustomed to having God's Spirit within them and to having a communion with God. God, indeed, needed no one's company, but he shared his company with those who needed him. For those who pleased him, he set down, like an architect, his plan of salvation. In his own person, he gave guidance to his people in Egypt, though they did not see him. To those in the desert, who were restless, he gave an appropriate law. To those who entered the good land, he gave a fitting inheritance. For those who returned to the Father, he killed the fatted calf, and put on them the best robe. In these many ways, he blended the human race to a harmony of salvation. For this reason, John said in the Apocalypse, "His voice was like the sound of many waters." The Spirit of God is indeed like many waters, because the Father is both rich and great, and the Word, passing through all those men without grudging, gave help to all who were obedient by drawing up in writing a law adapted and applicable to every class among them. By this law, he prescribed how they were to make the tabernacle, build the temple, choose Levites, offer sacrifices and oblations, carry out rites of purification, and fulfill all the rest of their service. He himself has no need of these things. Even before the time of Moses, every good was to be found in him, and the origin of every fragrance, and all the smoke of pleasant incense. The people were quick to turn back to idols, but God instructed them. Many times he freed them, urging them to persevere in his service. He called them to things of supreme importance by means of things of less importance. That is, he called them by shadows to those things which are real. He called them by temporal things to eternal things, by carnal to the spiritual, by the earthly to the heavenly. God told Moses, "See that you make them all after the pattern which you have seen on the mountain." For 40 days Moses was learning to remember God's words, the heavenly patterns, the spiritual images, the foreshadowings of things to come. Paul too says this, "For they drank from that spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ." Paul again listed the things which were in the law and concluded, "All these things happened to them, but they were written down as a warning to us, upon whom the end of the ages has come." By means of shadows, they began to learn the fear of God and perseverance in his service. So the law was both instruction for them and the foretelling of things to come. Responsory from Galatians 3. The law was our tutor, bringing us to Christ, to find in faith our justification. When faith comes, then we are no longer under the rule of a tutor. Until faith came, we were all being kept in bondage to the law, waiting for the faith that was one day to be revealed. When faith comes, then we are no longer under the rule of a tutor. Let us pray. Protect your family, Lord, trained as it is by the constant exercise of good works. Strengthen us with your consoling presence, and lead us to the joys of heaven.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.